This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We're talking this week about healing. We're bringing you a message from our healing school concerning the fact that God works through His Word. People seem to think that God changes all the time. You know, the devil doesn't change. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you read that, he does it primarily through religion, through false doctrine, Hinduism, Catholicism, Mormonism, nonsenseism that's sometimes taught. Well, I'm here to tell you that anybody who says God does not heal today, that's nonsenseism. Because the Word of God says God does heal today, and we will prove that to you so that you can be healed. What's the purpose of telling people about the new birth so they can be born again? What's the purpose of telling people God wants to help them so that they can receive help? Well, the purpose of teaching on healing is so that you can be healed, and then you can tell someone else and help them to be healed. People say, why won't God heal me? Well, God said, why won't you be healed? People think it's all up to God, but Romans chapter 10 is how God works, and you need to get this. You need to understand this. So let's just turn there for a moment. Romans chapter 10. Now, he's speaking specifically here about righteousness, but it applies to everything. This is how God works. Verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith. Are you of faith or are you of works? If you're of works, then you're not a Christian. You're not born again. We're saved by faith. You're not saved by being baptized in water. You're not saved by joining some church, any church. You're saved by faith. You're declared righteous by faith. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Here's how it speaks. Say not in your heart. Don't say, why won't God heal me? Don't say, why can't I be healed? Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does the righteousness of faith say? It says, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The Bible says you find in the Word of God the promises of God. You put them in your heart and in your mouth, and you will have them. That's how God works. Now, you need to clearly comprehend that Paul is saying the Word of God in your mouth and in your heart takes the place of Jesus Christ present in your presence. Verse 9, he goes on to give a further explanation of it. That if you shall confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now see, right there, that's the Bible way to get born again, but yet we have people all the time say, you have to confess your sins, and there's not a human being on the face of the earth that ever confessed all of their sins in order to get saved. Think about it. You didn't. You didn't confess your sins. You confessed your need for a Savior. No one can remember all of their sins. And if you had to confess all of your sins to be born again, then you are not born again. But you know that you are born again, therefore you didn't confess all of your sins, and you know that you didn't. Go by the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't say confess your sins. It says repent. That means to make an about face and confess Jesus as Lord. Why? Because with the heart man believes unto. Unto what? Unto righteousness. Unto healing, unto prosperity, unto victory. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Look up the word salvation. I encourage you, everybody today has a computer. Just look up the Greek word salvation. You'll find it's also translated heal. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. But then it says, how can you believe on him in whom you have not heard? You can't believe that Jesus Christ and God will heal you today because you haven't heard it. You've heard something from the mouth of men instead of from the mouth of God. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. I'd check up on what you're eating if I was you.
You got to put the word of God in your heart and in your mouth, because the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he cannot devour the one who has the sword of the Spirit. Submit to God means his word. How are you going to submit to God? You submit to his word. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What do you resist him with? Willpower? No, you resist him with the word of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How are you going to do that? Put on the whole armor of God. So God watches over his word. God works with his word. God's spirit carries out his word. You know, the Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and it says his spirit hovered or moved upon the face of the earth. It says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. What is he's waiting for the Word of God. He was waiting for the Word of God. Well, we've got to put the Word of God in our heart and in our mouth. Amen? Psalm 104, verse 30 says, you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Jeremiah 1:8. Let's turn over there. It's a very important scripture. God had called Jeremiah, and he was a young man, and he gave him a big task. And Jeremiah had great opposition. Jeremiah was one of the few voices speaking the truth, and there were many voices speaking what men wanted to hear. And you know, they eventually threw poor Jeremiah in a well. That wouldn't be a fun place to be. But he didn't depart from the Word of God. And of course, God delivered him. And there's many people today will say, well, God doesn't heal today. Well, how do you know? Well, because I haven't seen it. Well, that doesn't mean anything. I was 27 years old before I ever heard the term born again. Yeah. There's lots of people who have never heard that God heals today. They've heard God doesn't heal. Jeremiah 1:8. God said to Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces. In other words, he said, what you're going to say, they're not going to like, and you're going to see on their face they don't like it. He said, don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. This is Jeremiah speaking in the first person. And touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Notice that's the first thing that he did. He put his words in his mouth. He said, see, by the putting forth his words in his mouth, he said, I have set you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Some translations say to rebuild. Now, does that mean Jeremiah went all over the world? No, he just stayed right there. How did he do it? Well, he did it with words. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And he said, I see a rod of an almond tree. You know, like a staff. And the staff represents power. Moses opened the Red Sea with a staff. He brought water out of the rock with a staff. So he said, the Lord said unto me, you have seen well. You've seen this staff, this rod of power. For I, one translation says, for I will hasten my word to perform it. The New King James says, I'm ready to perform my word. The American Standard and many other translations say, I watch over my word to perform it. And the New International says, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. So, said, I'm hastening to perform my word. I'm ready to perform it. I'm going to watch over it to perform it. What was he waiting on? When was he going to perform it? After it came out of Jeremiah's mouth. He creates the fruit of the lips. A lot of people may believe that God is going to do something, but they don't believe it enough to say it. Amen? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you believe it, you'll say it, right or wrong. And people are more inclined to say the wrong than the right sometimes. God watches over His word to perform it. He was going to perform it because He put it in Jeremiah's mouth. And He put it in Jeremiah's mouth. Why would He put His words in Jeremiah's mouth so that they could come out of his mouth? And then God would perform it. The Bible says, surely I will do nothing on the earth unless I first reveal it to my prophet. So the word that He was going to perform was the word that He had put in Jeremiah's mouth, but He wasn't going to perform it until it came out of Jeremiah's mouth. Why? Because He's given us authority on the earth. And He's not one to give and to take back. Now let me insert one statement here. We'll talk more about it another day, but Romans 4:17, recounting this story of Abram and how he became Abraham. You know, his name was Abram, and God called him out of the Ur of the Chaldeans, and he left there and eventually made his way into Canaan land and bought some land there and sojourned there, the Bible says. And God had promised him for many years that he was going to have a son. And of course, he took matters into his own hand and produced an Ishmael, as the Bible called him, a wild ass of a man. Ishmael didn't go away. He's still around, he and his descendants. Abram didn't understand that God wanted this child to be a miracle child. Charles Finney, who was one of the great revivalists, he had a different perspective on soul winning. He said, I'm not a soul winner just because men are going to hell. He said, I'm a soul winner because men are bringing disrespect on God.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Let me remind you of our healing school Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We are going to cover every aspect of healing with the intent that you will have no doubt whatsoever that God heals today and that God will heal you. That is the purpose. And we intend to give you scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture and lay a foundation and build a wall and build a house that will stand so that you can be healed. That's Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We're in no hurry. We are not trying to build a prefab house. We're trying to build a house that's built on the rock. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.